G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I know you've got a message from Mike and Tegan, and they've got a border collie. And I think the story is the border collie's not mixing too well with other dogs. Is that right?
Well, Molly's got a few little issues, and she's very reactive with other dogs. You know, when you think about dogs these days, we're taking our dogs out more. There's coffee shops that you can take your dogs to. There's dog parks. And so we kind of have this expectation that our dogs will be social and not get into any fights while we're out in public. Now, some dogs show reactivity to other dogs. Now, I want to make it clear that reactivity doesn't necessarily mean aggression.
Okay.
It just means arousal. However, when two dogs are highly aroused, that's when problems can happen because the action is going so fast. It's a bit like Bathurst. You know, the cars are flying so fast that it's easy for something to go wrong. So how we measure what's going on for our dogs is there's three things that we need to look at. We need to look at what the triggers are, what the threshold is, and what the context is. So imagine, I'm sure you, when you were a kid, you played Cluedo. Imagine Mrs. White is the triggers, the candlestick is the threshold, and the library where Mrs. White's unfortunate victim cops it is our context. So the triggers might be, for example, with Molly, she's only got reactivity to small dogs.
Okay.
And it seems to be mainly when she's walking and on lead. So that tells us a little bit about Molly's issues. For a start, we know that dogs' eyesight is pretty low to the ground. So if you imagine a normal human's kneecap, adult kneecap down, that's where dogs see the best. Molly's picking up this dog really quickly on her radar, and the minute that dog steps into about that, inside that 30 metres, is when Molly starts jumping up and lunging and barking and all that kind of stuff. So what we want to do for Molly is we want to teach her to pull out of the stare and the looking at the other dog. So what I've suggested to Molly's owners is to try and get her to learn watch me. So basically, this is how we're going to treat Molly. We're going to be in the kitchen tomorrow night where it's pretty low intensity. There's not a lot going on. There's not a lot of distractions. And I'm going to take a little bit of cooked chicken and I'm going to take it to Molly's nose and then I'm going to bring it up to my eyes and I'm going to say, watch me. And the second Molly looks me in the eyes, I'm going to give her that treat. I'm going to do 10 repetitions and then the next night I might work in the lounge room. And then I'm going to do another quick 10 repetitions. Then we might try out in the backyard. Then we might try in the front yard. And then after a while, when Molly really knows what this word means, we're slowly going to build up to the walk. And the minute I start to see Molly pull into that focused on the other dog or the dog's within 30 metres, I'm going to say, watch me. And when she looks at me, I'm going to give her lots of pieces of chicken. We're going to turn away and we're going to go in a different direction so that we can teach Molly, when you see another dog, look me in the eyes. That helps me know the dog's there. But also we can bring down the anxiety. Yep. We can bring down the reactivity and hopefully Molly can get out for more walks.
Some good advice there for Mike and Tegan. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. I'll catch up with you next Saturday
Thank
morning.
Thank you, Sean. See you next week.